Hi, you're listening to podcasts on ChineseForTravel.com, the website that offers you the most comprehensive study package on basic survival Chinese. Now stay with us.
Okay, let's break down the phrases again. And look at it more closely. 我想买一件衬衣。I would like to buy a shirt. I would like to buy a shirt. Shirt being
衬衣。
衬衣。And 我想买。I would like to buy.
Yes.
买。
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 Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So pay attention to the pronunciation. Buy. 买。The third tone, 买。
My.
Sell. My.
The fourth tone.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a very tricky one. Because the difference in pronunciation between buy and sell in Chinese is very thin.
Yes.
It's just the third and the fourth tone. My.
Yes.
My. Being buy.
Yes.
我想买。
Mm-hmm.
我想买。I want to buy. But if you said something like 我想买。
Mm-hmm.
It would be like, I'd
like to sell something.
So you see a complete reversal of meaning there.
Yes.
So it's one area that...
And also, if you put these two words together, my, together, that's one word means business, actually.
Oh.
In China. My.
So, yeah, business, and that's business. Business is all about buying and selling.
Yes, let's give you an example. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
我是做买卖的。
我是做买卖的。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're a businessman and you're mostly involved in buying and selling.
Yes, excellent.
Okay, that's an interesting lesson there. And the next thing, I want a jacket for a boy, or I want a jacket for a boy. A boy. Mm. 我想买一件男孩的穿的夹克。Jacket being 夹克。
Yes.
Oh, that's very close to English.
Mm-hmm.
Then. 夹克。夹克。男孩。That's boy. Remember?
Boy.
Remember in another lesson, we talked about male.
Mm-hmm.
We used male, 男。
男人。
男人, indicating man.
Yes.
Or, okay. 男 being male generally.
Mm-hmm.
女 being...
女人。
女人。So in this sentence, if I wanted to say, I want to buy a jacket for a girl, how would I say that?
我想买一件女孩穿的夹克。
Good. So here, I want a jacket for a boy. 我想买一件男孩的穿的夹克。If we were a girl, then we're going to say 女孩。
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 穿的。
Yes. 穿的。
穿的 actually means wear, right?
Yes, wear.
So if I were to break this sentence down, I would say something like, I want to buy a boy's wear jacket.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, you can say it like this. 我想买一件男孩夹克。
Okay.
It also makes sense.
All right, so we can drop the 穿的。
Mm-hmm.
穿的 being wear or put
yes.
on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but this sounds very...professional, right?
Yeah, professional.
Very good,
standard
Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also here, I want to talk about 夹克.
Mm.
Actually, in Chinese language, we've imported many words from foreign countries.
Okay.
For example, like tank.
Okay.
We say 坦克 in Chinese.
Right.
Coffee.
咖啡. All right. So these are examples of words that we borrowed from...English, for example.
Yes, like bus. 巴士。
巴士。
Mm.
I thought bus was something like 公共汽车。
Oh, 公交车。
公交。
Also, if you say 巴士。
But isn't that very much like colloquial Chinese, like spoken Chinese?
Yes, oral Chinese, spoken Chinese.
Casually used on the street, so you would expect to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the south of China, am I right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
And next sentence. Is it pure cotton? How do you say cotton?
纯棉。
纯棉。
Mm.
这是纯棉的吗?
Right.
Okay, and remember the ma at the end of a non-question word sentence.
Mm.
Is it pure cotton? Ma indicating a question. at the end of a non-question word sentence.
Right.
这是纯棉的吗？
Okay.
Is this pure cotton? And the next one. What is the suit made of? 这套西服是用什么料子做的？
料子。
料子。
Material.
Oh, sorry. 料子。Can you say that again?
料子。
料子 being material.
Yeah.
So what material is it made of?
Right.
So actually, this sentence in Chinese is more complete than in English.
Mm-hmm.
What is the suit made of? But in Chinese, you have a complete sentence there.
Mm-hmm.
What material is it made of? 料子, 料子, right?
料子,
料子. I'm making a mistake there. Can you say that again?
料子,
料子,
料子.
Okay. 这套, 这套,
这套.
Oh, sorry.这套
Yes
这套西服 What's 西服 there?
西服 Suit
Suit 是用什么料料子做的、
mm-hmm.
I keep making a mistake there 料子 being
Material,
material 料子、
mm-hmm.
While
用什么做的、Be made of
Okay going back to the idea of quantifies again in Chinese.
Yes.
Tao.
Tao. For clothes.
Okay. That is like 这套西服 that being a suit.
Right.
Tao. What other words?
For example, skirt. 裙子.
Yeah. A skirt.
这套裙子.
A skirt.
Yeah, a skirt.
Okay. 这套裙子. If I wanted to say something like full skirts, what would I say?
这套这套裙，
这套裙。Okay. So, 套 being a quantifier used in front of
clothes
nouns.
Right.
Okay. Right. In the next sentence, is this sweater pure wool? Where's sweater in that sentence?
毛衣
毛衣是纯毛的吗？纯毛纯毛 being
pure wool
wool actually right okay 纯毛
纯毛
纯毛 being wool and I don't like the color
我不喜欢这种颜色
我不喜欢这种颜色颜色 being
color
颜色
颜色
颜色 that's color这种 means this kind, right?
Right, this kind.
I don't like this kind of color. 我不喜欢. Remember, 喜欢 being like.
I like.
Okay, I like 我. 我喜欢. 我不喜欢. I don't like. The 不 there being negative.
Right.
As we've seen in previous lessons. 我不喜欢这种颜色. 颜色. I don't like the color.And the next one, have you any other colors? 你们有别的颜色吗? Other being...
别的。
别的。Do you have other colors? 别的颜色。别的颜色。
Right.
Have you any other patterns? Patterns, what's that?
样式。
样式。有别的样式吗?And in the other sentence, I want a darker shade. What's darker there?
深点。
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 Okay. 我想要颜色深点的。我想要颜色深点的。
Right.
Is that right?
It's right.
Okay. I want a darker color. 深点。Darker. That's a comparative form.
Okay, so how would you say...我想要 I want a bigger one.
我想要大点的 Is
Good.
That right?
Yes, you're
大
right.
大点 big, and then 点的 being
yeah,
bigger.
Yeah, don't forget to put 点儿。
点儿。
大点儿。
Okay.
深点儿。
Okay.、Yeah, we're always using this comparative structure when we
right.
go shopping.
Right,
点
yeah.
点 being bigger.
Bigger. Comparative.
So if I wanted to use like biggest, what would that be?
You always like, put 最。
最 oh,
as
so
a preface.
It's like a superlative.
Yeah,
the superlative.
Superlative
form. And there, at the end, at the end of the, like darker, we got 深点,
all right.
Bigger, 大点,
yes.
So how smaller?
Smaller, 小一点.
Taller,
高一点.
高一点.
So if you wanted to make the superlative form, it would be like of big, for example, it would be 最大.
Mm-hmm.
最 being biggest.
Yes.
Okay. Very good there.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the changing room? 试衣室在哪?
Right.
试衣室在哪?
Yes.
I understand that room is 房间, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we not use 房间 in the sentence?
Oh, we also use 室 for some of the rooms.
Okay.
Like school, classroom.
Classroom.
教室.
Oh, 教室, I see. Classroom, 教室. And computer room.
电脑室.
电脑室. And then, in what kind of situation we use room as in 间, 房间?
Well, 房间 normally, like bedrooms.
Bedrooms.
Like some bigger one.
Slightly, like informal places, maybe.
Yeah, informal place.
Like your room, your home, hotel,
mm-hmm.
something. But if you was in a more official area, I guess.
Right, right.
We use 是.
是.
Okay. A more public area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Is there a mirror? What's mirror there?
镜子.
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 Right.
Okay. 这有镜子吗? It fits very well. What does fit very well mean there in that?
Fits means 合身.
合身.
Yes.
合身.
合身. Fits.
Fits.
合身.
这件很合身.
Mm-hmm.
This fits very well.
Very well means 很.
很.
Mm-hmm.
很.
Right.
很. 很. 合身. That's a tricky one. 很合身. 合身 being very well.
Fit.
Fit, fit, sorry. Mm-hmm. Or suitable.
Right.
Okay. It's too tight. 太紧了.
太紧了.
Tight being...
Too.
Tight, sorry.
Yes.
Tight being... Too.
Too.
紧了.
紧了. Tight.
紧 means tight.
Mm.
Okay, like... This shirt is too tight.
这衬衣太紧了. Right.
Okay, good. 紧. Do you have a larger one? Okay, larger there. Remember the comparative. 一点.
Right. So, larger one.
大一点. 大一点的吗? 有大一点的吗?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a suit that fits me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a suit that fits me? Do you have a suit that fits me? And mm-hmm. that's going to be 你没有没有 适合我穿的西服.
Right.
你没有. Alright, this is a very interesting question I wanted to ask you here. I notice that sometimes to ask a question in Chinese, you use like in this case 你没有没有. 有 means have, 没有 not have.
Right.
So it's like have, not have.
Hmm.
So, like in 是不是?
是不是?
Yes, no, not yes, or true, not true.
Right.
At the start of a question. If I wanted to... So, what type of questions use this form?
For example, are you a Chinese? 你是不是中国人?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you are not, or you are...
Right.
Are not Chinese or
yeah.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Right.
合不合适? Fits, not fit.
Right.
Does 合不合适? This, yeah, which means does this fit?
Mm-hmm.
合不合适? And another one. So this is another question structure. Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
你们有没有? 有没有?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have? Okay. 有没有? Which actually translates into have, not have.
Well, actually, when you use 有没有, it emphasizes the sentence. If you use 有没有,
right,
then you don't have to put 吗,
okay,
in the end of the sentence.
Oh, okay, so it's an emphatic form.
Right, so okay. For this sentence, do you have a suit to fit me? You can say, 你们有合适我穿的西服吗?
Okay.
Or, 你们有没有适合我穿的西服?
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. There's something wrong with the zip. Something wrong.Again, 毛病
Yes,
wrong.
Something wrong, 毛病
yeah, Something wrong. Unzip?
拉链
拉链有点毛病
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're listening to podcast on ChineseForTravel.com, the website that offers you the most comprehensive study package on basic survival Chinese. Now stay with us.